Vicky Murray.
We could be making a big money summer transfer into your bank account. £5,000 cash. The Clyde One Super Scoreboard 5 grand fan with Ladbrokes.com. Please gamble responsibly.
Good evening and welcome to Clyde One Super Scoreboard's 5 grand fan. It's Europa League night at Ibrox as Steven Gerrard's side take on FK Scoopy. Brendan Rodgers says time will tell if the club will sign John McGinn, and Steve Clarke says last season's successes are history as they get set for the League Cup opener against St Mirren. I'm Ronnie Charters, delighted to be joined tonight by Gordon DL. Gordon, how are we?
Yes, lovely Ronnie, lovely to be back. Looking forward to a new season, but already the campaign's kicked off. Celtic, a comfortable win the other night there. A big support going along to Ibrox to see Steven Gerrard's first game, really competitive game, and they'll be looking for a convincing win.
Yes, sorry, I thought you were going to continue. And country music, we were just chatting about that. We were sitting in the office before, you're full of country music tonight.
Yeah, I'm a great fan of country music, and I'm asking the girls if they've any suggestions of songs that I like putting on my phone and listening to.
At Clyde SSB, if you have any country music that Gordon DL would like to listen to, we will be going live to Ibrox very shortly indeed. But as well as that, on tonight, we are also giving you the chance to win £5,000 in time for the new season. Gordon, there's only 6 more shows to go until finals week. So you only have 6 more shows until finals week begins. You get the chance to come on air, answer as many sporting questions as you can inside 30 seconds. At the moment, if you want to be in the money, you need a 6 to get you on that leaderboard for a chance to play in our finals week, which starts the 23rd of July, the week before Super Scoreboard returns with Gordon Duncan. Out of the 114 contestants so far, Gordon, we've only had 3 that have managed a score of 7. David McGill, Stuart Buchanan and Terry McCutcheon. But if you think you can do better, head to Clyde1.com and register, or head to our Twitter at ClydeSSB. Look at our pinned tweet and you will find all the information you need to register there. But Daz, as we were saying, a sold out Ibrox awaits Steven Gerrard tonight in the Europa League first round opener against Scoopy. Let's cross live to Ibrox and speak to our reporter Andrew McLean ahead of the game. Andrew?
Yes, good evening guys from what is a very empty Ibrox Stadium at the moment, but that won't take long to change. A sellout crowd it'll be here for Steven Gerrard's first competitive game in charge of Rangers in this Europa League first qualifying round match against Macedonian side FK Scoopy. The away side didn't actually take their ticket allocation for this game either, so it'll be a Rangers support from all corners of the stadium. Walking to the ground, you can see the Gerrard scarves and flags on sale. The fans have certainly bought into this appointment, but he said yesterday it's now time to get down to the real business. Of course, this is a far cry from the European adventures Gerrard was used to in his playing career. You think of him lifting the Champions League trophy with Liverpool. But he says in his programme notes that all of that success is in the past and he's now concentrating on building his Rangers' future. I remember sitting here a year ago as Rangers stuttered to a 1-0 win over Progress Niederkorn, and we all remember what happened in the return leg. That's something Gerrard says he's using as motivation tonight for his players. You can tell by the way he puts himself across that, you know, he'll be trying to enforce the highest of standards here, and you'd expect that nothing less than a dominant win would be good enough for him tonight. 9 new signings, of course, he's made. Not all will feature tonight though. Umar Sadiq and Lasana Koulibaly both signed on loan this week, but they're still awaiting international clearance. Jordan Rostert, Graham Dorans and Lee Wallace sit out of this one with injuries. Team news will be with us in about 40 minutes time.
Thanks to Andrew there. Let's hear from Steven Gerrard. He says tonight's team talk will be the easiest he'll ever do, as they use last year's heartbreak against Progress Niederkorn as motivation to get past Scoopy. The Rangers boss is determined not to suffer the same fate as Pedro Caixinha and says it's time to make things right at the club.
I think it's always a test. I think we only have to go back 12 months to realise that, you know, any opposition has to be respected, and we have to take the test very serious. But I think, you know, I'll echo what I've said to the players all week and during pre-season, is it's about us, and it's about us getting our house in order. It's about us being organised and ready to compete with whoever we come up against. We're moving forward very quickly and taking giant strides close to where I want the team and the side to be, so I believe we're ready. Well, I think I have to use my experience and my knowledge. You know, I've been in this situation myself before as a player. I think a lot of the players are already experienced enough themselves to work it out, but you know, if there's any young lads or any new boys who haven't experienced this stage before or this platform before, my job and the staff's job is to make sure that they're well aware of the pitfalls and the potential of it not going right. This will probably be one of the easiest team talks I'll ever have to do as a manager, because you've only got to go back 12 months and show them the newspaper cuttings, show them the faces, the final whistle in the second leg when they went away and lost 2-0. There's your team talk right there. It smacks you in the face if you're not ready to go and put that right. We've got a serious problem here. This is the real one. This is the one I've been waiting for a long time. I mean, the reception myself and the staff and the players got for a friendly against Bury the other night was incredible. Over 40,000 in the summertime during the World Cup. One of the biggest games of the World Cup was on at the time, and for them to turn out like that was superb. And I'm sure it goes without saying we're going to get a similar reception. But it's not about myself. It's about the fans turning up and really getting behind the team. It's a fresh start for everyone, and they can be so powerful for this team this year. They can help get us through in certain situations. And you know, they were right behind the team against Bury, helped us get off to a fast start, and we were comfortable by half time. So, you know, we urge the fans to come and make a lot of noise.
Gordon, just how important is it, Stephen Gerrard, to get off to a winning start this evening?
Yeah, very important. You hear that in his interview there. Ronnie's desperate to get out there and get his players moulded into a team, because we don't know what light Rangers are, because he's got so many new signings in there. Yeah, they won 6-0 in a friendly, but that's pre-season friendlies. They go out the window when it comes down to the nitty gritty. But I don't know anything about this Macedonia team either. So it's going to be one of the nights. But at Rangers at home, in front of a packed crowd, he's brought in quality individuals. He's got to mould them as a team. That's his job now. Get them out there, put them into a formation that suits Rangers and suits the style of play that he's going to bring to Ibrox. And I think everybody will be expecting a very comfortable win. I think he'll be looking to get the job done tonight, and then he can go over there and make one or two changes and keep the squad going and use it as a fitness. But he's really got to hit the ground running, and I think he will do that.
Plenty of new faces, as you said. How difficult is it for them to gel so quickly? You know, these qualifiers have came so quickly in the season. Is it an issue to gel all those players in so quickly, or at the end of the day, it's a football match, you go out and put the ball in the back of the net?
It's a question you can't really answer as a manager until you look at the first two or three games. They can gel very, very quickly. Partnerships develop, players settle in very quickly, or sometimes it takes, you know, a right few games before you see the pattern of play and you get to know the player next to you. But I'm sure that they've been working very hard in the training ground, Ronnie. They'll be looking at the tactics, they'll be looking at the formation. I'm desperate to see this game tonight, because I want to see the style of football he's going to bring. I want to see the formation that he's looking to bring. And obviously he'll be looking to put a few goals in tonight and really relax and put this game to bed.
When you talk of that new style that Stephen Gerrard was speaking of when he first came in, how can you judge it tonight on that original new philosophy Stephen Gerrard wanted to put it, or does he still need time, you know, to embed that system into the squad?
Well, he'll have a fair idea how he wants to play. He'll have, and that's the reason the signings. So you sign the players that you think fit best into your style of play and your formations. Now, yes, every manager throughout the season will tweak the formation. Sometimes he'll go to a back three, he'll go to a four, he can play 4-4-2, he can play with one striker, as a lot of clubs do. But in the whole, you will have an idea because of the signings you bring in, Ronnie, the style of football you want to play. And he certainly went about his business very well in the summer. And over the next couple of months, I'm sure it's not going to be hard to have a big improvement at Rangers from last season. But Rangers fans are expecting big things.
When you talk about that different style information, Andy on Twitter, with the fact Gerrard's signing so many centre-halves, we're expecting a back three. Do you think maybe back three would work for Rangers? He did say that he was wanting centre-halves even yesterday at his press conference. He's saying he's still looking for more centre-halves, even though he's brought in two already. Could that back three work in a sense for Rangers with maybe two up top with Sadiq and Morelos?
Yeah, it's very hard to answer that. Some managers now like a back three, but it's always good to have, you know, you can't just go with two centre-backs. It was crying out last year that Rangers were really struggling for centre-backs. I think they've got to make sure they're well covered in that area where it gives them options. It's going to be a long season, going to be a lot of games. There will be injuries. So he needs a cover, he needs a big squad, and he needs quality in that squad. Not numbers, quality. So if he gets another centre half in, it also always gives him the option to go to that back three or stick with the back four that he's obviously preferred just now.
We will go back to Ibrox as soon as we get team news. But for the first time this evening, let's welcome our contestant on the £5,000 fan.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard £5,000 fan with Ladbrokes.com. Please gamble responsibly. Register now at ClydeOne.com.
And our first contestant of the evening is Mick Doherty from Hertfordshire. Good evening, Mick.
Good evening, gents.
Hi, mate.
By the way,
Hertfordshire, sorry, my apologies. How are you this evening, Mick?
Not bad, are you?
Very well indeed, thank you. You being an avid listener of the £5,000 fan, how have you been getting on? A score of six needed? Have you been getting many sixes?
I've had a couple of sixes, but mainly four and five.
Is that a couple of sixes, Gordon?
That's good. Sometimes the questions fall easily for you, and sometimes it's the opposite. They're very hard.
Mick, I don't know if this will help you or not, but I ran through the questions with Gordon DL in the office just before we came in, and he had the place in stitches with some of his answers. Let's just say he would not get a six this evening, but I'm sure you will. So it's 30 seconds on the clock. All right, answer as many questions as you can. If you don't know, pass or have a guess. Let's see if you can get a six to get on the leaderboard. Are you okay with that, Mick?
That's fine. On you go.
Good man. Then let's go. Celtic goalkeeper Ross Doohan has joined which Scottish team on loan?
Hibs.
Who did Man U draw 5-5 with in Sir Alex Ferguson's last game?
Man City.
Who will Angelique Kerber play in this year's Wimbledon Women's Final?
Pass.
Jesse Owens won 4 Olympic gold medals at which Summer Olympics?
1936.
Which current Scottish League 2 club has Jimmy Nicol managed on 2 separate occasions?
Great Rovers.
Who scored twice for Brazil in their 2-0 World Cup final win over Germany in 2002? Quickly. Okay, right, we're not having that one. Okay, how do you think you did?
Let's just say that I think I would have beat Mick and beat the pundit tonight.
Okay. Mick, don't listen to him. Let's go through them. Celtic goalkeeper Ross Doohan has joined which Scottish team on loan? Gordon DL.
Yeah, my old club, Air United.
Air United, he joined on loan, 1-0 Gordon DL. We're not doing beat the pundit, by the way, but Mick, not the correct answer for yourself. Who did Man U draw 5-5 with in Sir Alex Ferguson's last game? You said Man City. Unfortunately, it wasn't Man City. Gordon, would you like to hazard a guess?
I would have probably gone West Ham.
West Brom. Oh. It was, unfortunately. So it was West Brom who had drawn 5-5 with Man U. Who will Angelique Kerber play in this year's Wimbledon's Women's Final? Gordon DL, an avid tennis watcher.
Yeah, I thought this was an easy one.
The answer?
Serena Williams,
just back from giving birth, and she's already in a Wimbledon final. So it's not looking good so far, Mick. Not going to lie to you, mate. 3 out of 3. Jesse Owens won 4 Olympic gold medals at which Summer Olympics?
Well done, Mick, I think.
Mick got it, pulled it right out the bag. 1936 in Germany was the correct answer. Which current Scottish League 2 club has Jimmy Nicol managed on 2 separate occasions? Now, he said Wraith Rovers, which is correct that in the second part of the question, he did manage them twice, but we were looking for the League 2 club in which he'd managed twice.
Blue Brazil, Cowdenbeath.
It was Cowdenbeath. Unfortunately, Mick, it wasn't. Wraith Rovers was correct, but not for this question. And the one we just ran out of time for, who scored twice for Brazil in their 2-0 World Cup final win over Germany in 2002?
It was
Ronaldo who scored the 2 goals in that World Cup. So Mick, let's go through them, shall we? It won't take as long. It was one. Unfortunately, Mick. Great effort,
to be fair. Did I beat Gordon?
You bet Gordon.
No, you did not. I got every one of them right.
No, you didn't. You said West Ham. It was West Brom.
Gordon got a 5. Sorry, I got a 5.
So Mick, thank you very much for playing nonetheless. We appreciate that. It was Mick, a Celtic fan, unfortunately only getting a 1 on the £5,000 fan. But if you think you can do better, head to Clyde1.com and you can register. You don't have long to go, just five more shows to go as of next week to get yourself on the £5,000 fan. You got a 5 there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I thought they were quite easy. Probably the next one will be quite difficult, but I'm delighted that Mick get 1 and I get 5.
And we were mentioning country music earlier, just in a different off topic. We have had a tweet in
good
from a country music band.
A band?
Band.
Telling they want you, me to sing with them?
Telling you to go and look at their stuff on Facebook. So if you want to give Gordon Dale some free tickets, that's fine as well. We are also, this is a football forum, we are getting tweets in about Rangers. Some fan, most fans here saying really looking forward to the game. Andy again coming back saying that he's looking to see two up top. Now, that would mean that Morelos and Herrera would be the two up top, but I think at this moment in time it would just be Morelos as a lone striker tonight, would you imagine?
Yeah, I think so.
Sadiq being ineligible to play.
Everybody thinks two up top is the way to go, but you can play one up top and two wide in the areas with one sitting behind and still be a very attacking side, Ronnie. And I'm sure at home tonight, that's what Steven Gerrard will be saying to his players. Look, we need to be in the front foot, get at this, get players forward, get people into box, let's get goals. And I know it's a pre-season friendly, and as a manager, as a player, I never took anything out of pre-season friendly apart from fitness, but it's always nice to bang a few goals in. And against Bury, they scored six. I think they'll be looking at 4-5 tonight, just to put this game to bed.
I get your point with that. The caveat to that is they are an unknown. Yeah. In this side, and
so as Rangers,
as we're progressing Niedercon last year, how important is it then not to at the same time underestimate this opponent?
I don't think they will, but I just feel that you know, the new players come in, the manager's out saying, right, you've got to prove to me that you can play for this club, because he wants to be ambitious this season. He wants to really hit the ground running as a manager. It's his first job, massive club. You look at tonight, Rangers will have a full house tonight. And the game's on TV as well on a Thursday. I was on a flight coming up to Glasgow today, and I met a lot of Rangers supporters excited, looking forward to this, looking forward to a new season. So that's why I think it'll be very positive. And I think the Rangers players know that if they're not performing, then this guy seems to be saying to them, well, you won't have the jersey.
Matt on Twitter saying, big pressure on Gerrard to continue the momentum built up in the pre-season friendly. I suppose that you could say there is pressure on Steven Gerrard. I mean, the eyes of the footballing world will be on Gerrard tonight. It's his first competitive game. You've seen, you know, the media activity when he was first introduced. And it is, I know, it is his first managerial job. How much pressure will he be feeling tonight to step out under that sidelines as manager of Rangers?
Well, if you've not got pressure as a manager or a player or nerves, then you shouldn't be in the game. It's all part and parcel of it. I think he will be a little bit nervous. He'll be really looking for a good start. You know, an early goal settles the nerves of not just the bench, from the manager to the coaching staff, but settles the nerves of the supporters, the players, and they can go on to create more chances. So he'll be desperate, and he'll be saying to them, let's really play at a high tempo, let's get at them, let's put them under pressure, big support behind them tonight. So as much as we don't know much about this team, Ronnie, and I do agree with that, I just expect that Rangers will win this game comfortably.
0141 951 1025. Rangers fans, what do you want to see from tonight's Europa League opener? We will be back to Ibrox as soon as the teams drops for Steven Gerrard's first competitive match in charge. As well as that, after the break, hearing from Brendan Rodgers as he discusses the transfer of John McGinn. Will it be happening to Celtic? Find out what the Celtic manager has to say on it after the travel with Amber.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard, £5,000 fan with Ladbrokes.com. Download the app and have a bookie in your back pocket. Please gamble responsibly. .com.
Gordon Dale joins me, Ronnie Charters, for the second part of tonight's Clyde One Super Scoreboard £5,000 fan. Gordon, we have started something in Glasgow in the West tonight. The amount of country music folk that are getting involved. The one we read out is actually from Clyde Bank.
A local band, fantastic.
Have Mercy Las Vegas, and they've gave us a link to the song. You're right, next time they're out and about, we'll need to track them down.
Yes,
Gordon and I can get, you might even get a wee song at this. You might get on stage, you never know. Anyway, so
you
thank
know
you.
I'll get on stage.
So that is it. But let's go back to the football then, shall we, and look at Celtic. And Brendan Rodgers has been speaking today, and he says time will tell whether John McGinn will be a Celtic player by the end of this transfer window. The Hoops boss refused to rule out a third bid for the midfielder after two unsuccessful offers in the past week. Rodgers says he is an admirer of the 23-year-old, but says at the moment he is still a Hibs player.
Well, again, it's something for the clubs to organise. You know, I coach the team, manage the team. We target players, but ultimately any agreements have to be between the two clubs. You know, we respect John's still very much a Hibs player, and unless there's an agreement, then like I say, it's going to be a difficult one. So that's really between the clubs. Well, we're pretty clear throughout the squad, you know, for a period of time now, not just in the now. You know, we've been looking at, firstly, keeping the players that we have here, you know, guys that were that we wanted to be able to keep, which was important for us. But then, like I say, we need to we need to replace ones that we've left as well as strengthen. So, it's fairly simple. You know, we've got a really good core group of players here. But if you're going to develop and improve, then you need to add to that. So, it's fairly straightforward, really. But of course, negotiations never are. So, and that's always between the clubs to hopefully organise. Well, I think from a business point of view, Celtic have always had a way of working, and that's something that I'm sure they'll continue to do. Like I say, John's a very talented player, but like I say, he's a Hibs player, and Hibs have every right to decide what their valuation on him is, like we had with Stuart Armstrong, you know. So, but like I say, I tend to not to be involved in negotiation. It's my job is to manage, coach the team, and hopefully improve players.
Just finally on it, do you foresee the club going in again and trying to bid again for the player?
Again, I'm distant from that, so time will tell.
It's a saga that's turning into a bit of a tug of war between Celtic and Hibs. Do you see Celtic going in for a third bid at this time? And your thoughts on this transfer? It is now. You can now call it a saga, I suppose.
I can understand why, because Hibs will not want to sell their best player on the cheap. They've got a valuation of them, and Celtic will try and get the best deal for Celtic. I said 2 weeks ago, it always starts with the lowest bid, and Hibs talking about the highest price that they want, and they meet in the middle somewhere. And I still believe that John McGinn will be a Celtic player by the time the new season starts, and I think he'll be a terrific signing. Neil Lennon's come out and said that he feels it's unsettled McGinn. That usually tells you that the player is on their way out. John McGinn will probably want to go to Celtic, but it's just down to figures. And as Brendan Rodgers says, he doesn't get involved with that. There's other people to do that, wheeling and dealing, and Hibs will be doing their best for the club. But I do expect that the player will want to go to Celtic. Hibs will take the money, and both clubs will be happy in the end.
In terms of Neil Lennon, in his mindset, do you think maybe at this point he may want the money sooner rather than later? Then, if he's going to go, does he cash in on it now and try and reinvest that in the squad, or if it goes too late, like, you know, the Stuart Armstrong, Gary Mackay, Stevens against Celtic, where it went so much to the deadline that Dundee United couldn't reinvest in the squad because it came the last few minutes of the transfer window?
Yeah, and Neil will probably be sitting there with targets just now, and thinking, right, okay, if the deal is done, then I can move very, very quickly. But you've got to make sure you don't miss those targets. And like Brendan Rodgers, probably Neil will not be dealing with that side of the business. Leanne Dempster's there. She runs a very, very good football club. She's very well respected, and she'll be trying to do her very, very best to get the best money she can for McGinn. But I think Neil Lennon will have a target, and like everything else, from a manager to a player, once you know a player's unsettled, you're better getting the right money for him, let the lad go on his way, and get players in that you can work with.
Callum is a Celtic fan in Saltcoats. Good evening, Callum.
Hi guys, how are we doing?
Very well, thanks. Your point tonight?
It's just about the John McGinn thing. You know, I think he's a decent player. I think he would sort of fit maybe well into the Celtic team, but it's a Celtic squad that's packed with midfielders. I think Celtic's focus should be signing a right back. I've watched the pre-season games, and Jack Hendry, he's playing at the right of a back three. Doesn't he look very comfortable? I think Lustig is maybe past it. Yeah, you could argue he's a Swedish internationalist, but I think his time's buying. Celtic probably need to go out and spend the big bucks on their defence rather than their midfield.
Well, Callum, you know, I was talking about that at the end of the season and people were saying, right, okay, McGinn, yeah, I think he'll be a terrific signer. I've got to say that. I think that he's at a good age, 23. He's served his apprenticeship. He started off at St Mirren. He went to Hibs and he's improved under Neil Lennon. And I think he's got the next step under Brendan Rodgers to go. So I think that'll be a terrific. But I totally agree with you because I've looked at Celtic's team last season. Lustig has been a great servant and I'm not having a go at him. I think he's been terrific for Celtic. But I think that is a position you're right about. Jack Henry, just now, he's a centre-back. And it's okay when Celtic are in so much possession because Tierney plays as a left-winger and he can come in and play as a right centre-back in a three. But when Celtic are under a little bit of pressure and if they come up against good teams in, you know, in Europe, then they don't like getting dragged out into the right-back position. I think they need a natural right-back out there. So it's still, as I say, the window's still open. And I'm sure Brendan Rodgers, I don't want to tell him his job, but I'm sure he'll be looking at that position as well.
Yeah, because I think certainly domestically, you know, it's okay. And if you fill your midfield with talent, you know, you'll do well. And as you say, there's not a lot of pressure on defence, you know, and you can kind of go a back three and be a bit more relaxed and Tierney can go forward. But certainly when you come up the likes of, against PSG and teams like that, you know, you'll struggle, I think.
I do agree with you because I don't think he likes being dragged out into the wide areas and a winger going 1v1 against him. That's not his strength. He's a defender and he needs someone to do that job. So Lustig has, you know, played in the World Cup again with Sweden. He's been terrific for them. But I just think that they need a little bit more cover in there.
Thanks to Callum and Solcoats. Let's hear more from Brendan Rodgers then. He also says their 3-0 win over Alaskert means they're able to rotate the squad more in the second leg at Celtic Park. The Hoops welcome the Armenian champions to Parkhead on Wednesday, but Rodgers says there are still more work to be done to qualify for the next round.
Puts us in a really strong position. I think that, you know, I was so impressed by the players' mentality and their physical fitness in the game, you know, to play a first game a week earlier than what we did last year, which seems impossible, really. But to go away and show that level of fitness. And also, they were a good side in terms of the speed of their game. There's some technical players and some players that can really hurt you, especially in this moment of the season. So for us to see that through and like I say, the fitness of the players, because what happens in football, especially at this time of the season, is that once you start to tire physically, then your technique goes. That's normally in the main. But obviously when you're playing in conditions like we had out there, then it can obviously go a lot quicker. So for our players to retain that level of fitness and concentration and to get two goals in the last 10 minutes really shows, you know, the levels at which they're working at. So yes, it was a good lead for us. We still got to finish the job.
Gordon.
Yeah.
Is the tie over, as it were?
Well, you wouldn't bet against it. Of course it is. The job's been done away from home. And as Brendan Rodgers has now got the luxury of saying, we can rotate the squad. Now, when he talks about rotating the squad, it's not like he's weakening a squad. It's a strong, strong, as Callum touched on, the midfield players that Celtic have got and the quality, strikers have got the quality. So they will rotate the squad and I still think they'll win that one very comfortably and I think it's a good position. And that's why I said it's important for Rangers tonight, because if they go and get a good result, they can do the same.
All right, well, for the second time this evening, let's welcome on our contestant on the £5,000 fan.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard £5,000 fan with Ladbrokes.com. Please gamble responsibly. Register now at ClydeOne.com.
And our second contestant of the evening comes from Irvine. His name is John Harris and he's a Celtic fan. Good evening, John. How are you?
Hiya, how's it going? Not bad.
Very well indeed. Your thoughts? We're just chatting about John McGinn there and Celtic's transfer activity. Is he a man you'd like to see at Celtic Park?
I would like to see him. He's a decent player, but it's just the question is where would they fit into the team, just with the amount of midfield options we've got at the minute. But I would definitely like to see him in the squad, that's for sure.
Previous caller Callum also talking about right back position. Is that an area you think Brendan Rodgers may have to strengthen in as well for Europe?
Aye, I think so. I mean, Lustig has been good for us over the past couple of years, but I think he's kind of losing his legs a wee bit. He's getting a bit slower, and I noticed, and he's playing a lot of games, so a wee bit of cover for him would be decent, I think.
All right then, John, down to business. The 5 grand fan, how have you been getting on? You need a six. Have you got many sixes?
A few. It's been mixed. Sometimes four, sometimes five, and six. But it's just depends on the questions, I suppose. We play along at work because I listen to the podcast at work. So
right. Very good. So. Podcast is available online as well, I should say. Go on a wee plug there.
Yeah.
These questions, Gordon, again, you know the question that will come up, but you had us on the floor laughing in the office. Let's see if John can do better. It's 30 seconds on the clock, John, to answer as many questions as you can. If you don't know, pass or have a guess, and we'll see if you can get a six to get us on the leaderboard. You okay with that, John?
Yeah, no bother. Go for it.
Good man. Then let's go. Workers at which Italian car company have went on strike following Ronaldo's transfer to Juve?
Yeah.
Which nationality is Rangers youth player Miles Bearman?
Maltese.
Former MP and Strictly contestant Ed Balls is the chairman of which club?
Pass.
Name one of the two men's senior teams to play at Ainslie Park in Edinburgh.
Edinburgh City.
Which Canadian city hosted the 76 Olympic Games?
Vancouver.
Which three letters appear on Dortmund's badge?
BVB.
BVB. Okay. How do we think you did, Gordon?
Quite well.
Quite well. How did you do?
Quite well.
Okay, I don't trust that. Workers at which Italian car company have went on strike following Ronaldo's transfer to Juve? He said Fiat, Gordon Dalziel.
Agree with him.
Correct. Yep. It is Fiat. Do you know why, Gordon Dalziel?
Ronaldo?
Do you know why they went on strike? Because of the deal. Because the owner is owned by both. And the workers are saying, why? He's an employee of one company. Why is he getting more than us? Fair enough.
Well, there you go then. So, I thought it was just, I had a Fiat before and it kept breaking down me, so that's what I thought it was.
If you've ordered a Fiat 500, you may be waiting a while. What nationality is Rangers youth Miles Bearman? He is Maltese, 2 for 2. Well done, John. Good start. Which former MP and Strictly contestant Ed Balls is the chairman of which club? You passed on this one.
Yep. I'm going to have a guess as either Ipswich or Norwich.
It's Norwich City.
Oh,
who he is the chairman of. Name one of the two men's senior teams to play at Ainslie Park in Edinburgh. Gordon Dalziel, name me both.
John was right with Edinburgh City.
He was indeed.
And I'm sure other ones, Spurs.
Oh, Gordon Dalziel, well done. And most importantly, John, well done to yourself. Yep. That was correct. Which Canadian city hosted the 76 Olympic Games? He said Vancouver. Would you agree?
No, I would go Montreal.
Oh, Gordon Dalziel.
I was going to go to Toronto, but I think it's Montreal.
It is Montreal, correct. Unfortunately, John, we're celebrating because you've got it. It's John who's important. He's got 5 grand at stake. Never mind you.
I'm playing next Friday.
Which three letters, the final question, which you got correct, which three letters appear on Dortmund's badge? The answer is BVB. So let's count them up for you, John. 1, 2, 3, 4. Unfortunately, John, it was just a 4, but thank you very much for playing in. We've enjoyed it. John, a Celtic fan from Irvine. Gordon Dalziel with a 6.
A few lucky guesses in there, to be honest. I went, do you know the Dortmund one?
Yes.
I went BVD
Mind, then I was giving you a 6. It's only
a 5
for Gordon Dalziel, unfortunately. Well, we'll see how you got on when our final contestant joins us after the break. We will go back to Ibrox. Team news is about to drop for Steven Gerrard's first game, and we'll be hearing from Kelly boss Steve Clark. That's coming up after the travel with Amber.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard 5 grand fan with Ladbrokes.com. Bet and play and pull a result out of the bag. Please gamble responsibly.
Gordon Dalziel with me, Ronnie Charters, for the final part of tonight's Clyde One Super Scoreboard's 5 grand fan. Gordon, our favourite Clydebank country music band have been back in touch, and you'll never guess, you're invited to their next show.
Oh, lovely.
There
when
you
is
go.
It? When is it?
They've not told us yet, but Gordon, you can come along and sing with us anytime. We thought of all the radio stations, we'd never get expected to get a shout out on at Clyde SSB. Well,
looking forward to it, Ronnie. So we're looking forward to a good night.
I just say Gordon here. I hope I am involved.
You're my partner.
Let's go back to the football, and a big indication. We were chatting about John McGinn's transfer to Celtic. Hibs are in action, Europa League action tonight, and John McGinn is not in the squad, not in the starting 11 or on the bench. So Hibs, a big indication there, Gordon, about where this could be. If Neil Lennon can't play him in the Europa League, either he's obviously he's you know been disrupted, but this is a big indication about where his future may lie.
Well, it's not surprising Neil Lennon did come out and say the lad's been unsettled. He wants his future sorted as quickly as he can, Ronnie. I'm sure Neil Lennon will be disappointed, but it's got all the indications that John McGinn will join Celtic. I'll be very, very surprised if that deal falls apart.
The Hibs starting 11, just for your interest. Bogdan in goal, Whittaker, Ambrose, Hanlon, McGregor, Stevenson, Boyle, Malin, Camberi, Slivka and Shaw. So we're still waiting on the Rangers team, of course, but as you say, they're gone. If, a big game for Hibs tonight, you know, plenty of money at stake in these Europa Leagues as well. Mm-hmm. Neil Lennon would have wanted and said in his pre-match press conference, John McGinn's ready to play, he's fit to play, but isn't in the squad.
Yeah, and you're right, it's the beginning of the season, you want your players match fit for the start of the new campaign. It's money to be made, so your best players would play. So that gives you the signs that John McGinn will probably, that deal probably will be getting closer, and I think both parties will be confident it's going to go ahead.
Team news is in at Ibrox. Let's go back to Andrew McLean. Andrew.
Yes, team news is in, and it is the exact same starting 11 that played against Bury on Friday night. So that means it's Alan McGregor in goal, a back four of James Tavernier, Conor Goldson, Nikola Katic and John Flanagan. The three across the midfield, Ross McCrory sitting with Scott Arfield and Daniel Candeas playing a bit more of a central role than he was last season. Jamie Murphy and Josh Windass are either side of Alfredo Morelos. The bench, Anik, John, Middleton, Halliday, Doherty, Ejaria and Jack. The Scooby team news isn't in, which is probably a good thing as it saves me butchering a lot of Macedonian names.
Yes, thank you to Andrew McLean. You butchered some Scottish names, never mind some Macedonian names. We'll move on. Your thoughts, Gordon Dale, on the Rangers team, the same that beat Bury 6-0. Is that a surprise?
No, it's not a surprise. I think he was obviously delighted with the performance, the goals that they scored. He'll be looking for the same again tonight. And I'll be touched on the one striker, but he's got plenty of options there to score goals. Arfield got off to a terrific start with a hat-trick. Windass, if he's playing at his top level, will get you a goal. Morelos will be looking to bang a few in to get his confidence going again. You know, Murphy can chip in. There's plenty of goals on the side. So it's up to the players now to go out and show what they're capable of. And, you know, I think that they will get the job done tonight, Ronnie. I'd be surprised if they go over there and they're under a little bit of pressure to get a result. I think it'll be done and dusted at Ibrox tonight.
Recap of the team news for Steven Gerrard's first game. McGregor in goal, Tavernier, Katic, Goldson, Flanagan, McCrory, Arfield, Candeas, Murphy, Windass and Morelos. Fans already getting in touch on Twitter. And Davey on Twitter saying, big night for Morelos. Could be using a couple of goals for him this evening, both for confidence and for progression. And I mean, I guess he means in Europe in that progression. Big night for Morelos, as Davey was saying there on Twitter.
Not just him. I think it's a big night for a lot of the players because they've got to perform. The manager's coming out and saying, if you don't perform, then you won't be on the side. And he'll have plenty of options. He's by the time the season starts, at this moment in time, he's brought in nine new players,
yeah.
Plus he's got players there obviously from last season. So it's competition for places. Morelos needs to be more consistent, Ronnie. You know, for a young lad to come last year, and I think he banged in about 18 goals, he was top league goal scorer at the club, but it was in bits and pieces, as in he would score in January and then it would take him a couple of months again. As a striker, you like to get the goals every second, third week and keep being consistent and spread them over the season. But he's a talented lad. Steven Gerrard obviously likes him, wants him to stay. So it'll be interesting to see how he does.
Charlie's a Rangers fan in Airdrie. Charlie, your thoughts on that Rangers team tonight then against Scoopy?
Not very happy.
You're not happy? Tell us why.
Steve, all names getting read it. Morelos, Windass, Murphy. Same old carry on. Can't believe it.
There are five new faces in that Rangers starting 11, Gordon.
Yeah, I'm surprised that Charlie's not happy. Murphy, I think a lot of the Rangers supporters were delighted when they confirmed it was going to be a permanent signing. Morelos, as I say, 18 league goals. That's not a bad return. I know that he had, you know, everyone, because hearts back about that Celtic chance that he missed. But He'll learn from that. And Windass, I think that the Rangers manager will be saying to him, you have to be more consistent. He's one of those players. He starts a game and he's absolutely terrific, and he looks bang on form, and then he completely disappears. So I think this season he will need to make sure he's consistently at it in the game.
Charlie, I'm just wondering what more Steven Gerrard could have done to please you in this sense, because Koulibaly and Sadiq are unavailable. Ejari is on the bench, and all these other new signings are playing. Do you thought you should have signed more to begin with, or?
Well, I can't manage to get to the game tonight, but if I was going there tonight and the games were getting ready, I wouldn't be too pleased. I'd be going there tonight in the anticipation that nearly everyone of them, if it was there last season, wouldn't have been on the park, far as I'm concerned.
Well, can Dias get Rangers Player of the Year last year? I know you can argue it wasn't hard to achieve, Charlie. I do agree with that, but. He's moved him into, you know, a narrower position in the middle of the park, and by all accounts he looks very comfortable in there. But I think that obviously it's a big season for Windass, and Murphy, I think majority of the Rangers fans will be delighted with that signing, and it's up to Morelos to keep scoring goals.
All right, let's move on and try and squeeze in Steve Clark. He's been speaking this afternoon and says his players cannot rely on last season's success as they get set for the new campaign. The Ayrshire club take on St Mirren in the League Cup tomorrow night, and Clark says he's had to do a lot of early preparation for this campaign.
Yeah, I think it's a competition that comes around a little bit quickly. So we've had to tailor the training a little bit this week just to make sure that we'll play the game with fatigue in our legs, no doubt, because it's pre-season. I'm sure St Mirren will be the same. I think the biggest thing out of the game is that we get a good physical workout with no injuries. That's important. It's also important to try and win the game, because we want to go as far as we can in the competition. I think the players who did so well from the last season deserve the chance to do it again. We're always looking in the market if we can try and find one or two that will help the squad. We'll continue to look. But we don't feel the urgency of going out into the market and chasing people to try and help us. If they turn up, then they turn up, that's great. If not, then we go with what we had last season. We'll also be strong and hopefully good enough. What we did last season is history. It's behind us. We have to do the same again next season. We have to try and start better than the team started last year. We need a quicker start. We need to, as quickly as possible, find the rhythm and the momentum that we had as a team. But that's easier said than done. It's easy sitting here to say that we're going to do that. It's much more difficult on the pitch. No targets. Targets is always to be competitive. Be competitive in every game that we play. And if we do that, then we should pick up enough league points to have another good campaign.
Gordon, you would forgive Kilmarnock fans for being very optimistic ahead of this season after the way they finished last.
Well, they had a terrific season. Steve Clark came in and was absolutely terrific for them. But he's right in what he's saying. They've got to go off to a good start. You look at, for instance, Alan Archibald at Partick, top six finish. Everybody was praising him. They get relegated. It shows you fine margins. He's an experienced guy, Steve Clark. He got all the pats in the back last season, and he deserved them. So it's up to him to say, right, that's forgotten about. We've got to kick off this campaign, get the points on the board very, very quickly, because teams like the Kilmarnocks will go through a little spell where things aren't going right. And if you've got the points on the board, Ronnie, it gives you a little bit of breathing space.
Kelly on Twitter, love hearing from Steve Clark. Europe should be our target next season. I mean, you can't ignore the confidence. And if they continue their form of last season, at the second part of last season, they'll be right up there with European.
You've got to remember that you look at the transfer market now. I know that Hibs are a little bit different, but they've still added good quality. Hearts have added a lot of players there. Rangers have added nine. Celtic are the top of the tree. You know, so there's a lot of competition. Motherwell have been in the transfer market. It's going to be very competitive, and it is very vital that you got off to a good start. Get the points on the bag, because you are going to have a bad few weeks or a month, that they points just must, they'll mean everything to you.
And another wee caveat to that is signing a new deal, getting him tied down, Steve Clark. So if interest does come, then the club are financially secured in that as well.
Good piece of business, and I'm sure every Kilmarnock fan will be absolutely delighted with that. They don't want to see a manager come in, turning things around the club for one season, then disappearing. So, good on Steve Clark. He's committed himself to Kilmarnock. He's happy there. He's doing a terrific job. And the one thing I will say about the Kilmarnock fans, I just hope that they come out and support him, because at this moment in time, Kilmarnock deserve all the support they can get. The crowds were really, really poor up until Steve Clark came in, but I think he's brought a bit of faith back down here, shall we?
We are coming towards the end of our show. Just a recap though on the Rangers team tonight against FK Scoopy. It's Alan McGregor in goal, James Tavernier, Katic, Goldson, Flanagan, McCrory, Arfield, Candeas, Murphy, Windass and Morelos. Rangers fans on Twitter, Gordon, very quickly are saying big night for Arfield. Very quickly, your thoughts on that?
Well, he's obviously going to be playing with a lot of confidence. His first game at Ibrox, he scores a hat-trick from the middle of the park. He'll be looking the same tonight again, Ronnie, but the most important thing, get a few goals, get this tie.
Most importantly though, we've been invited to the country night out.
Yeah, that is
on
fantastic.
The 29th, Gordon and I will be there. Thank you very much. That is it for tonight's show. My thanks as always to the Dazzler for joining me, Ronnie Charters, on tonight's Clyde One Super Scoreboards 5 Grand Fan. I'll be back tomorrow night with Hugh Keevans for all the reaction to Rangers Europa League tie. Don't go anywhere though, Ryan Borthwick's up next with the 5 biggest hits of the day.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard 5 Grand Fan with Ladbrokes.com. It's not over till it's over. So bet and play now. Please gamble responsibly. Go.